Welcome back to Prophecy Today. Jimmy DeYoung here at Broadcast Central in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Joining me, my broadcast partners from around the world, helping us to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. That's the theme over the top of my website, prophecytoday.com. And this is an endeavor to do exactly that here on this national radio program, and of course it's international as well. It's live streaming on the internet. Go to the website prophecytoday.com. There you can hook up with the live streaming edition of Prophecy Today. So glad you could join us. Well, we promised Dave Dolan would come with his Middle East news update. He's here. And David, let me question you about what Joe Biden is thinking about doing. He is thinking and considering that he may adopt the Obama plan, the nuclear plan with Iran. Israeli leaders, as I understand it, are saying, well, if that is the case, nothing else to talk about. So Israel is going to gear up for a clash on Iran. How can you fill in the details for us?
Well, yes, Jimmy, we have several of the appointees for the Obama cabinet or for deputy positions asked questions during the week by various senators concerning the Iran nuclear deal. And of course, the most prominent is the new Secretary of State, presumably Tony Blinken. He hasn't been approved yet. And he's Jewish, by the way, in background, but he's known to be a European-oriented guy, sort of a globalist and that sort of thing. He's fluent in French as well as English. But he stated, and the others did as well, that there is indeed a desire to get back into the nuclear deal, but he emphasized it would be renegotiated, that Iran would have to be in total compliance with the existing deal, which they're clearly not right now, and the Europeans had more to say about that this week, the violations that Iran is undertaking. He hinted that they would have to stop the production and testing of ballistic missiles, which they did some more of this week, and that they would have to stop some of the nefarious activity. And he pledged to one senator that Israel would be consulted closely on the talks that would be held, and Saudi Arabia and others that object to the deal. So, as I think I've said before, we could expect them to want to rejoin it, and John Kerry being appointed to the team is another indication of that, since that was one of his main, quote, achievements during his time as Secretary of State, that they would want to go in that direction. But it looks like they will go slowly, and Iran issued a statement welcoming a return to talks, but stating they would not agree to such unless U.S. sanctions were completely lifted at the start of it. Well, that's unlikely to pass the Senate. Again, it's not just the White House, Jimmy. The Senate has to sign on this, or at least that's what they're demanding. President Obama didn't actually do that, but that's what they're demanding, and it's a 50-50 split, so we'll see about that, but it looks like there will be some sort of negotiations attempted. Meantime, though, the sounds coming elsewhere from Iran don't presage that this is really going to succeed. They are so close, the Israelis believe, to having nuclear weapons-grade uranium now that they probably won't turn back.
David, you and I often talk about Israeli airstrikes on, in particular, Iranian targets in Syria. However, I understand Russia is saying to Israel, hey, stop the bombing of Iranian targets in Syria. We'll take care of it for you. Do you think Israel is going to be willing to step aside and allow Russia to take care of the Iranian Revolutionary Guards that located there in Syria?
Well, Jimmy, actually, there was another reported Israeli airstrike on Thursday evening in the city of Hama in the north. The Russians have made clear that they don't want to just be notified, as Israel's been doing, just before they launch these strikes. Israel doing that so that they don't accidentally clash with Russian aircraft or Russian forces in the area, but that they want to see these strikes stopped, that they want to see Syria end as being a proxy war front for Iran and Israel. Prime Minister Netanyahu answered back, well, fine, but That would mean Iran has to get out of Syria, stop building bases, stop operating from there, get its proxy Lebanese Hezbollah forces out of there as well. So it looks like the Russians would have a tough negotiation there. And again, Jimmy, if that happened, if Iran were forced out of all of Syria, then the Israelis would be happy enough to stop the airstrikes. They really don't like this action in the sense that it raises tensions and there can be accidents and it's killing some Syrian soldiers in some of the strikes and others that just raises tensions between Israel and Syria. So that's Israel's side of it. We'll see if the Russians really get into negotiating that. So far, they haven't really indicated that they're willing to put that much pressure on Iran, and maybe not even on Israel, because they are still allied with both countries.
I would have to say, knowing the heartbeat of the Israeli leadership, they're not going to allow Russia and or the United States to tell them what they have to do. We'll have to stand by and see how this develops. The Israeli elections upcoming in about 3 months, in the month of March, and there has a statement coming out from the rumors that you hear politically in Israel that Israel's next election may be determined by the religious right, those religious parties on the right side of the political spectrum there in Israel. What are your thoughts?
Well, they've been a key element in forming quite a few governments over the many years I've been covering the news in Israel, so it wouldn't be unprecedented if that were the case again. They are pretty clearly, solidly standing with Benjamin Netanyahu, even though some of his rivals are further to the right. There's a new settler party being formed, we're hearing, that some of them may go for, but they know that the leaders of any of the right-wing parties they would support would go into a Netanyahu government, apart from Lieberman's Israel Beitenu. Israel is our home right-wing party, but that man is very irreligious, and he doesn't get many Orthodox, certainly ultra-Orthodox votes anyway, so they will probably be a key element, once again, in seeing who will form the next government. The polls, by the way, Jimmy, showing Netanyahu rising again in power. The New Hope Party that was just set up by Gideon Saar just a couple months ago, not even that, is losing ground right away, even before it runs and gets into the parliament. So it looks again like Netanyahu will maintain his role as prime minister and that those religious parties will be key elements in it.
Well, stay on top of that story, because the elections are very much of a kind of a sports-like activity in the state of Israel. It's always good to watch. There's never a dull moment in the political arena. There is a report that the Palestinians are thrilled with Joe Biden as the new president. And actually, the report also says the Palestinians waiting and wanting to hear from President Biden. What do they want to hear about?
Well, again, these Senate confirmation hearings during the week showed that there will be a return, as I've been talking about, predicting, to the standard Democratic Party view of the Arab-Israeli conflict, meaning opposing settlement building, keeping all of the status quo, and supporting the Palestinians financially, talk of reopening their, as it were, embassy in Washington, and the Palestinians especially interested in getting some money. But the money has to be approved again by the Congress. It's not just the White House that decrees that. In fact, the White House can say whatever it wants about the money side of it. That has to be approved by the purse string holders in the Congress. So there will still be a lot of opposition to that, as the policies of the Palestinians still very anti-Israel, the statements coming out. Abbas also announced that there would be presidential elections on the Palestinian side, for the first time in 17 years, and the headline in one of the papers in Israel made me laugh. It said, after being elected for his first four-year term and serving for 17, he's now going to new elections. So we'll see how that sets up. But making some anti-Hamas statements this week, the PLO did, and Hamas responding in kind. So there's a lot of animosity still there. And whether Palestinian elections scheduled for May and June, first parliamentary elections, I believe, and then presidential elections. Whether they actually even are held remains to be seen. They haven't been, as I said, for 17 years now.
17 years. That's a long time to expand a four-year term in office. Well, that's the way it is in the Palestinian community. David Dolan, the man who covers the area of the world, the region, the Middle Eastern region, which is key to understanding Bible prophecy. We always appreciate David's Middle East News update. David, thank you so much. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Jimmy, and God bless.
We're going to take a quick break, and we're going then to go to Winky Madad. We're going to talk about water coming out of the Mediterranean, going into Jerusalem to the Gihon River, which is at one time, according to Genesis 2, the center of the Garden of Eden. You don't want to miss that story. It's all ahead right here on Prophecy Today.